Welcome to the Darren Yates Mindset and Mayhem Podcast. This rebellious fuck is pretty much done holding back, so you never know what he's going to talk about or who he's going to have on his show. You're so fucking welcome. Enjoy!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Darren Yates Show. My name is Darren Yates. I'm the fucking one doing the show. I'm in my car. I'm in another parking lot near Cracker Barrel and some hotel. And it's cool because I'm in my car and no one's going to tell me to be quiet or stop saying the F-bomb or whatever. It's complete privacy in my car. It's kind of fun. Not that me being at a studio would be any different. People just stop working with me or fire me. I don't give a fuck. This is my fucking game. Woo! How you guys doing? I do Mindset and Mayhem. You're not going to see me doing anything but. I do inspiring stuff, hopefully to, you know, allow people to get the courage and the balls and the vulva and the vagina and the boobs to go after it. To go crush what you want to crush. Go tackle the vision that you know you're capable of. Or I do insane, crazy shit. And I feel like my mindset stuff's getting more dialed in to inspire people, and I feel like my crazy shit is getting more dialed in to offend people or make them laugh, or, you know, it creates some kind of emotion because I'm into it and I love it, you know. And yeah, it's inappropriate, but that's me, you know. If you're a Jesus, holy roller Christian person, lean into it. Be you. Some people aren't going to like it. Who gives a fuck? Go for it, you know. And when you find what you're supposed to be doing, this podcast is all about, and I talk about it a lot, but I want to keep talking about it, is make it a way of life. I used to dabble in this fucking swagger. You know, I tap into it for 5 minutes here on a video or a song or on stage or whatever, or the mindset behind trying to be successful or pushing through to the next level. You know, I was always waiting around, you know, for somebody else to give me a break. So I would, you know, have this swagger and this confidence for a little bit here, an hour there. It was never like everywhere I went, you know. And now, everywhere I fucking go, I am ready to talk, to get excited about, to defend, to educate about the fucking dream and vision that is mine. And it's always been fucking mine. I just didn't have the fucking balls. I had half balls. I had decent balls, but I didn't have the big enough balls to go at it with everything I fucking had. And not just physically taking action, but mostly mentally. Because there's going to be a lot of shit that does not go your way. And if you quit that easily, you're either not doing what you should be doing, your true passion, or you didn't want it bad enough. You know, some people want a certain thing as their passion, but they just don't want it bad enough. So they kind of accept it. They don't want to work for it. So they, you know, they get accustomed, they get happy, or they get, you know, content with the regular life or whatever. But I'm talking to the people, and hey, like I always say, if you're happy doing it, you've won the game. But I am trying to contact the people who are fucking unhappy, but know there's more. And they know that they want to do it. They're just not sure how to go about it. Well, I'm here to help whoever I can. And that leads me to my next point here. My friend Cody, she messaged me on Facebook. She posted on one of my comments. So I'm sorry. She commented on one of my posts. And she's like, you know, I love your inspiration and stuff. I'm going to paraphrase it. This isn't exactly, but it's something to the effect of, you know, Darren, I love your inspiring stuff, but what is like a practical day-to-day thing you can help us when a lot of us feel like we're hitting dead ends? You know, and man, I love that question, and I thought it was good enough and awesome enough to be on this fucking podcast, and I think my answer is the key to fucking a lot of stuff for a lot of people, if they actually implement it. I basically told her, I said, okay, here's my 100% honest, knee-jerk, fucking heartfelt reaction. This is it. You need to find your thing that you know is what you're supposed to be doing. That passion, that business, that whatever it is, the art, the, you know, the construction company idea, or maybe you want to be a, the head of a library, you want to start your own library, or you want to build a brand, or you want to be a musician. You know, there's so many things. What is it? The one thing that's going to fire you up. And if you're not sure, make a list. Make a list of 5, 10 things. Start with the first thing. Do that one thing every single day. I don't care if it takes weeks or months. Figure out how many days in a row you can do that thing. You know, where you just do or talk about it or whatever it is. You know, it's going to look different depending on what it is, but just do it every day. When you don't want to do it every day and you get kind of tired of it, fuck that. Scratch it off the list. That is not your thing. I did it several times before I found what I'm doing now. Go to the next thing. Don't do 10 things at once. Don't do 2 things, 5 things, 8 things at once like so many people do. I did too. Do one thing. Focus on one thing. Nonstop. Research it. You know, study people who are doing it. You start doing it. Talk about it. Whatever it looks like, keep doing it. And if you don't want to do it every day, move on to the next thing. So once you find, okay, this is it. I found it. I want to do this every day. I've been doing it for days, weeks, months, years, whatever the time is that proved to you that this is it. Because the conviction in your own mind, in your own heart, is huge. So when you're convinced that this is, okay, I fucking found it. This is my thing. Yes. Now, the universe will test you to see how bad you want it. There's going to be tests left and right. There's going to be doubt, criticism, haters, your own doubt creeping in, your imposter syndrome. You're going to think there's no way. You know, a lot of traditional people think that making a certain amount of money, you can't make more than that. You know, all this stuff that is intertwined with your thing. There's going to be a lot of crazy thoughts and things coming at you. And even when you start taking action, it's not going to go right. It's going to be fucked up. It's not going to be perfect. You're going to be failing left and right. But do you have the ability to fail forward? Meaning, get through all that shit. There's something there to figure. If it didn't go right, there's something there to figure out. Okay, why didn't it? What can I do better? What can I tweak? What can I change? What can I learn from this? I'm telling you guys, once you get through what you thought was a dead end, you thought was failure, once you power through it and you learn something and you keep going and then you wait for the next speed bump, the next quote unquote dead end. So basically, I told her, those dead ends are actually you either stopping or you not doing the right thing. Once you're doing the right thing and you keep battling through the losses, keep battling through the failure, that's what fail forward means. The foundation of success is a bunch of failure blocks. It's a ton of fucking failure blocks that things didn't go right, but every one of those thousands of blocks or hundreds or whatever, all those blocks was you getting through something that most people call a dead end. You know, and I said it with love. Find your thing. I think she does a lot of things. Find one. Find the one thing. And then once you get that one thing rolling and you're into it and you monetize it if you want to, then you can add the second thing and then the third thing. But so many people try to do 10 things at once and they give each one 10%. You have to give 1,000%. 100%, 1,000,000% into that one thing that you know is your heartfelt thing. All the billionaires out there, they tell you, focus on one thing. Focus on that first business. Focus on the first idea, which is supposed to be your main fucking passion. Then a lot of those guys take that money, they put it into other things to make money. They make their money work for them. But and it may not be their passion down the road, but that first thing, the first million they made, or the first whatever it looked like to get their success, to get that first level of success, it was their passion. Trust me. Maybe a couple people weren't, but most people who crush success, they hit their passion with everything they had. Their one thing. Then they can branch out and do other things and blah, blah, blah. But so many people, oh, I'm failing. I'm not doing it. No, that's you stopping. That's you giving up. That's you calling it a dead end, but other people used as learning opportunities to keep going and keep going and keep going. But you stopped or you aren't doing the right thing. Because when you're doing the right thing, you're going to want to keep doing it. You know? So I naturally power through shit now, not even really knowing it. There's things I get through daily that some people or most people will call a dead end. This happened, that means I can't do it. That means I'm not good enough. That means blah, 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 blah. It's fucking excuses. That's excuses, you know? So yeah, grind. I mean, finding your purpose and doing your thing. You think it'd be easy, right? But no, that's the game of life, in my opinion, is to figure out what the fuck our thing is and hit it with everything we got. And if you do that, there are a million ways to monetize your passion, especially nowadays in the world of online marketing. I say it all the time. You know, so I'm here to inspire as many people as I can. I think I just gave you the key to life. Where are we at on the podcast time here? We're about 10 minutes out. You know, guys, I want to talk about this. This is kind of cool, too. Going to the same kind of point of pushing through failure and making it a foundation block, and you know, you can't lift yourself up if you don't have blocks of failure to step on and learn from. But it's like I told my wife a while ago. I said right now, you know, when I miss with something, like someone I work with the wrong person, or I did the wrong thing here, or I mess up on this, or this video didn't do that well, or whatever. If I miss it, I feel like I miss it by like an inch or a millimeter. So the next time I do it, man, I'm that much closer, you know. So failure, each shot you take where you miss, you're getting closer to the bullseye, is my point. Like before, when I first started, man, I was so far off the bullseye, but that crazy shot I took from left field, it got me a little bit closer. Yeah, I was still a mile away, but it got me an inch closer. I was a mile and 2 inches away. I swung and missed. Now I'm a mile and 1 inch. You feel me? And it's constant swings. Bam, 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 fucking bam, bam. Pound that fucker home. Bam, bam, bam. Keep learning. Keep getting better. Keep tweaking. This is all a grind to help me get better. This ain't failure. It's only failure if I stop and give up. So when you do it like that and you keep pounding, you're going to get closer and closer. And so it's like, it's a game, you know? It's how bad you want it. It's figuring it out. It's pushing through the quote-unquote dead ends. And guys, I am very excited. I'm going to be releasing new audio and videos. I know you guys like it. I like it too, when I'm in my car or doing my podcast by myself. You know, I love it too. But I really want to get out, you know, the interviews that we've been doing with Big Stu. And I've been doing some on-location stuff. Or I'm going to be doing some on-location stuff. We got some hidden camera plans in the works. So I can't wait to start releasing more than just, because yeah, every now and then I'll probably get in my car and do a podcast, but I want to start releasing shows with co-hosts and guests and crazy sound effects. So you guys know me. It's going to be insane, fucking inappropriate as fuck, something weird, or it's going to be something inspiring. It's all I do. You know, and sometimes the mayhem gets out of control, completely off the chain, and sometimes it doesn't. A little side note, speaking of off the chain, have you guys seen the Tom Brady roast they did? Nikki Glaser and Jeff Ross and a bunch of players and stuff. Man, it got inappropriate and vulgar and raunchy as fuck. Holy crap. That was freaking wild. But soon here, you guys, in the next, I don't even want to say when. It's going to be in the next 1 to 3 weeks, something like that. Maybe 4 weeks. I don't know. Maybe, you know, I'm not, every day I'm cranking. So things could progress quick this and next week, and maybe we start it sooner. But interviews are coming, a lot more cool stuff's coming, and go for it. Do your thing. No, it's not going to be easy, but that gives you almost like free reign. You're playing with house money. You know it's not going to be right for a while, so just start. Oh yeah, here I am failing forward. Here I am fucking up, getting better. Here I am fucking up, getting better. Here I am fucking up, getting better. Make it a way of life. So basically, to do everything that I'm talking about, that I've been talking about in this podcast, in this episode, all that stuff, it has to be a way of life. You can't, you know, feel it for an hour or two. I mean, I get it. If you can only put in an hour or two of work per day or per whatever, long as it's consistent and you can up it up, you know, do it more and more, that's great. I'm talking about the mindset of it. When you're not doing it, or when you're not, you know, in that mode, and you know, you do other things, you know, whatever. I'm talking about at the fucking grocery store, at the gas station, online, what you consume, talking to your friends, the way you network, going to events. Make it all about your dream and vision. So many people don't ever do anything toward it ever, except an hour or two a day. They try a little bit. You know, if it works out, cool. It ain't gonna work out. If your attitude is, well, if you knew, if it works out, cool. If not, I mean, if you're just kind of, you know, if it's not really something you want to, you love and you have to do, and it's kind of a little hobby, I get it. I'm talking to the people who are miserable and want to pursue something and build something so beautifully that they're happy. And it just so happens when you do that, you can monetize that bitch. You can monetize that motherfucker. So when you're away from doing it, now when you're doing it, you should be 100% locked in and loaded and the right mindset and confident and with swagger and knowing you're, man, you're pushing. This is what you're going to do. You don't care how long it takes. You don't care what you have to do. That's the mindset. Take that mindset everywhere you go, 24/7, in every fucking conversation, in every interaction, in everything you do online, researching or talking to people. People ask you what you do, you tell them. You know, you tell them, I say, you know what? I help people pursue their fucking dreams. I help people lean into what they really want to do and go be happy. And say, fuck the traditional bullshit and go do their thing. That's what I do. You know, and I say it like that sometimes. Of course, sometimes, you know, it wouldn't be appropriate. You know, we're at certain places. I got to keep it. But I still will say, you know, I'm an entertainer. I'm a mentor. You know, I'm a host. I'll talk about it. But talk about it. Put it out into the universe. Go to events that'll help you out. Consume content that helps you out. Post your content talking about you talking about it. Talking about what you want to do. And how you want to do it. Kind of like what I'm doing. I go online and I do my thing. I found my thing. It's two things. Mindset and mayhem. I got shit left and right for people, from people telling me not to do both. You got to focus on one. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. But so in a way, I'm blending one thing. To me, that's, I'm one person. I have two fucking loves. I love mindset and I love mayhem shit. I love them both. You know what I mean? So whatever your thing is, if you want to do a dual kind of thing with me, yeah, I mean, it's probably actually a little tougher, me doing it that way, you know? A lot of you guys, if you lean into one thing, you might have an easier road, you know? But I have, I've had, but you know, when I, like I said before, when I hit a, you know, quote-unquote dead end, it ain't no fucking dead end to me. I'm going to make it happen. And yeah, maybe it took me a little longer because I focused on two things or whatever and not one. But guess what? When I break through, I'm going to be the one that did both and some people are going to be inspired by it. And when I do get to a certain level, you know, no one's going to be able to fucking touch me. No one can do mindset and mayhem like Darren fucking Yates. There'll be a ton of copycats. There already are. You know, they're not going to be able to fucking touch me. You know what I mean? So it's like the Beatles. They were so original and so different and unique that they didn't get signed for a long time. But once they got signed, they became one of the biggest bands in the world. And I'm sorry, that's my mindset. If I get to a certain point, I want to be one of the biggest influencers, entertainers around in the fucking world. That's the mindset behind it. If I do, cool. If I don't, as long as I went for it and, you know, gave it everything I had and made it, I mean, I've already made it happen, you know? In my eyes, I've already made it. And I told people that. Now it's like, I'll see how far I can take it. You know? But the point is the mindset behind it to go for it. And to talk about it and to put it out there. Don't hide it at Thanksgiving. You worked all day, but then you hide. No, fuck that. You know what, Aunt Margaret? Yeah, I'm fucking going for this. You want to give me shit about it? What dreams have you pursued? Because most people who have pursued a dream encourage others to do it. Most people who are living their dreams encourage people to do it. The ones who don't, guess what? They never pursued shit. You know what I'm saying? Most of them have never pursued a damn thing, and they're a little bit envious because they didn't pursue anything. Guess what, Aunt Margaret? It's not too late. You're here breathing. You're talking to me about stuff. You have passion. Go do your fucking thing. It's never too late. Look at Judge Judy. She's like in her 70s or 80s. I think she made it when she was in her 60s or whatever, and she kept plugging away, and she found a break. She found success. You know what I mean? So the mindset to take it as far as you want to take it. You know, whatever success is to you, if success is doing it as a hobby, just for a balance, because you like your job, you don't love it, but it pays well, and you want to keep it, it's stable, blah, 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 I get it. If happiness is quitting all those stupid fucking jobs and building a brand and building your own business and saying, fuck it, anything trying to stop it, like me, do that. Or anything in the middle. Whatever it looks like to you, brush your teeth with it. Talk about it. Consume it. Start posting about it. Research it. You know, oh my gosh, you guys, get excited about it. Take it wherever you go, and you're going to get some pushback. You're going to get people not liking it. You're going to get silence. You're going to have a smaller inner circle of people that you thought were going to support you, but they aren't. That's okay. That's part of the game. I talk about all the time. That's part of the game. If everyone loves what you're doing, you're probably not making much. You're not making much of a wave. You know what I mean? The people who push and crank are the ones who are loved or hated. They take a certain stance. They go for it. If you try to please everybody, you please nobody. All right, guys, make it a way of fucking life. Make it your mindset. Take it wherever you go. I'm not saying, create conflict and drama. I'm saying stand your ground and talk your truth. Get what you are really about out to the world. What does the real you look like? The real you. Are you talking like the real you that you know deep down should be out there? Are you acting like the real you that's in your fucking gut and soul and heart? If not, start it today. My name's Darren Yates. I love you. I can't wait to have a beer or a toke or a gummy with all you motherfuckers.